This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally doing something about AIDS. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 7 years into the AIDS epidemic, Congress is finally establishing a policy to combat the disease. The Senate has voted far-reaching legislation to declare AIDS a health emergency and set new priorities for research, prevention, and treatment. The need is urgent, Al, because the epidemic has reached catastrophic proportions. 60,000 Americans have already come down with AIDS. 1 to 2 million other citizens are infected with the virus. Until research produces a vaccine or cure, the only means to control the disease is by educating the public in effective ways to halt high-risk behavior and stop the disease from spreading. Your right-wing friends want to fight AIDS with ideological gimmicks and punitive sanctions, Al, instead of following sound medical advice. The Senate was right to reject those gimmicks, Al. Your right-wing remedies will only make the epidemic worse.
The AIDS bill was passed, Ted. I voted for it, but you haven't registered on that yet. It passed big, and in fact, the bill has many provisions that were first put forward by our noted Republican leader, Bob Dole. It provides for over $1 billion for education efforts on AIDS, as well as for care and treatment of AIDS victims. The bill also includes funding for a massive media blitz, Ted. But here we're fighting a serious national health issue. We're not selling cornflakes. Is a Madison Avenue media blitz really the best way to use federal tax dollars? I have my doubts. The AIDS debate in the United States Senate included the thoughtful participation of Democrats and Republicans alike. Quit lobbing those looping curves in from left field, Ted. The AIDS bill was a real team effort. You're out. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.